There's now an app to try to help us compare the prices of weekly grocery bills between each supermarket. It's going to work by crowdsourcing information, which basically means that the app relies on us, each of us, to start sharing the prices of our shops to get the ball rolling. With us now is the CEO and the co-founder of this app, Sum Foods, the company behind this, Dr. Helen Darling. Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, explain this to me, okay? In order to crowdsource this, does this mean that each of us, as we go shopping, have to put in, you know, the price of flour at Pack and Save and the price of gala apples at New World and so on, like quite specific stuff?
No, it's far more simpler than that. So we did look at doing it on individual food products, but it's really hard to compare, you know, a bag of gala apples at one supermarket from another because it could be different weights or, you know, etc. So what we do is we actually take the aggregate number. So all we want to know is the total price you spent, how much you were, how many days you were shopping for and for how many people. And from that, you can calculate an average per person per price for different supermarkets. And then you've got something you can compare. So you can go, you know, supermarket A is always cheaper than supermarket B, and therefore I'm going to drive to that one or you know, or whatever. So it's really trying to make it as simple and as usable as possible for people. But we do need people to jump onto foodspies.com and actually put in how much they're spending and just for how many people.
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea, but Helen, is it going to be skewed by the kind of people shopping at the certain kinds of supermarkets? So, for example, if you are going to Pack and Save, you're probably going there because you are looking for more of a bargain. Whereas if you're going to New World because you live in Freeman's Bay, you probably don't care how much you're spending.
That's true, but so first of all, we'll be able to identify outliers. So, you know, if you've gone and your Christmas shop includes, you know, a carton of Moe, for example, then we'll be able to see that that's probably quite a skewed value for, you know, two people for 3 days, and it's you know, quite high. And so we'll be able to identify outliers, but really it just gives you the average price. So if you are on a really tight budget and you want to know where to go, then obviously that's going to be really useful for you before you get to the supermarket and are already kind of committed. It's not a perfect science, and we are working on further developments where people will be able to download their receipts, for example, and we can then do some side-by-side comparison of products.
But in the meantime, the more the merrier, right? The more people who sign up to this, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, totally. Yep, we're very enthusiastic about it all, really, and we'd love people to sign up and to start using and sharing. And as more and more people do, more and more data on more and more supermarkets will become available, and we'll be able to get a bit of a feel for what's going on and who's the best deal and where to go.
Excellent stuff. Helen, thanks for talking us through that. Helen Darling, who is Sum Foods CEO and co-founder.